Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled Life and Death.
Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days after the tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers of the heaven will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky." Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branches become tender and sprout leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. The words of Jesus. Well, that can scare the hell out of anyone. But we immediately can recall the statement of Jesus in the Passion account in the 23rd chapter in Luke. Jesus, in his pain of crucifixion, turns to a man whose name is unknown and tells him that this very day he will be with him in paradise. Well, that should give us infinite hope. My experience, both personal and learned, is that most of humanity fights to stay alive no matter how sick or how painful the life might be. But we also know that we must die. So the question is, will the death experience be horrible, be nothing, or will it be wonderful beyond all imagining? What is the certainty is that, as Jesus says, no one knows the day or the hour. My mother was recovering quite well from a stroke, and I left to preach a parish renewal in Dubuque, Iowa. And when I arrived at the parish, the pastor told me he received a call to say that she had died. In my head, I was thinking, this must not be true. This must be a mistake. But of course, it was true. This entire passage is apocalyptic and has meanings on several levels. It immediately refers to the inevitable suffering and death Jesus would experience because of his teaching. But in his humanity, he did not know exactly when. It is also representative of the belief of the community of Mark that the end of the world would happen in their lifetime. And yet, here we are, approximately 2,000 years later, still waiting. Jesus was also using the cosmology of his time. The sun and the moon would disappear. And we now know that the sun is essential to our life on this planet. They will be gathered from the four corners of the earth, the north, south, east, and west. And do we not experience that at world gatherings on climate volatility? Isn't that the reason why we created the United Nations, the World Health Organization? So we live and try with great difficulty to prepare a better community. And in the meantime, in our limited success, we die. And the God of infinite mercy welcomes us to perfection, something we cannot accomplish on our own.